B. Mitch.
What up?
So we talk about, you put on ESPN, NFL Network, FS1, whatever you put on, and they're talking about the Commanders.
Yep.
What would you consider the preeminent financial media in the United States?
The financial media in what aspect?
Newspaper.
Is that the newspaper?
The Wall Street Journal, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yo, the Wall Street Journal.
Are they talking about Jaden Daniels?
Bro, you want me to read you the headline from the Wall Street Journal?
Yes.
Rookie sensation versus reigning MVP. The NFL game of the year nobody saw coming.
Wow.
The Wall Street Journal, B. You got to have a password. I don't have it. I can't read it.
The Wall Street Journal cares?
Money.
Yes. They're going to generate some money. Know how I know? Their tickets cost $500 in the 500 level. That's how I know.
Yeah, dude. The Washington Commanders and Baltimore Ravens are neighbors but not rivals. Sunday's quarterback showdown, breakout Jaden Daniels versus known dynamo Lamar Jackson, could change the regional mood. This is the Wall Street Journal, B.
That's good right there, brother.
That's pretty cool, right? Dude, I'm on the Ravens PR distribution list, and they always do a real good job like sending out information. You know, I tweeted this out last night, but I doubt you were looking at Twitter last night. Do you know what Lamar Jackson's all-time record is against the NFC?
I think he lost one game. He's 21-1, something like that.
21-1.
Yeah. I heard
21-1.
I pay attention now.
Now, you know the one team they lost to?
Who is that?
Daniel Jones, the New York Football Giants.
Wow.
All right, how about this? Terry McLaurin.
But they say Lamar is like that. Wouldn't it be John Harbaugh because he got a little secret because he used to play against his team all the time?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It also might just be one of those fluky things, but I don't. The sample's pretty damn big for it to be fluky.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin is a leader, is a Pro Bowler. He's committed to Washington. He signed an extension here. Terry McLaurin talking about this week and what they built right now.
Terry, you've committed to winning here long term.
Mm-hmm.
This team hasn't been 4-1 probably since you were in elementary school. What does it mean to be out to start fast and have? I mean, you're the Commanders Ravens' biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's extremely important to get off to a fast start. I think a lot of teams in the first few weeks of the season are trying to create an identity, fill out. Their team, and I think we've done a great job of improving each and every week. I think when we had some early, obviously the first loss of the season, but even the red zone struggles that we had against the Giants, we turned around the next week and we started creating those and making those touchdown drives. And I think going forward, we had to continue to build on that. I think the momentum that we're starting to gain as a team is you're starting to see a lot more complimentary football, where even when we had turnovers, defense held the Browns to 3 last week, and they're creating turnovers and giving us opportunities to get to touch the ball again. And so when you are in situations to just play off of one another, offense, defense, special teams, I think that creates a fun environment to be a part of. And I think really what I think we're hanging our hat on is the way we're preparing each and every week. I think each week we're honing in on the details more and more, and we're having fun out there in practice. And even when we're during the season, we're going have opportunities to go ones versus ones, which I think keeps the competitiveness going. And so we're excited where we are right now, but it's still a long season, and going into a hostile environment, we just got to be really keen on the details to be able to have success against a great team like this. But we're confident in our ability too. You know what I mean? I don't think we're going in here, see how we measure up. I think we're creating identity of ourselves, and we know it's going to take all of us to be able to bring the identity to light and execute at a high level so we can have a chance to win the game.
I like it.
I liked when he's like, yeah, you know, going into a hostile environment, we know this is a legit spot, but, you know, we could play too. And I think they've done a real good job all week of walking that line of respecting Baltimore, but knowing, dude, we're playing ball too, man.
And I think that's the way athletes think. And the confidence, like he's right about the confidence level. There's no way that they're not super confident right now. He came out the first game, and they knew they didn't play their best. But then the next 4 weeks, I don't think they played their absolute best as a team in all 4 weeks. But they won 4 games. And now, what does that do? That makes them work harder in practice, study a little bit more, start pushing for that perfection. You know what I'm saying? And if they just keep striving, no one is ever perfect. But you keep striving to get there, you get better. You know what I mean? So I like the mindset.
For sure, man. For sure. I think Terry has always kind of hit the right mindset. I think a lot of guys, I think they put together we did an interview with Maury Povich yesterday on the podcast. And Maury, you probably know him, B, is just a huge old-school Skins fan.
Yeah.
And he asked us, he's like, you know, one question that I have is how was everybody able to come together so fast? If you think about how many new parts there are for this football team, really they've now spent, call it 6 months, you know what I mean? Like OTAs really kind of kick off in May, and you get May and June, you get most of July off, and then training camp. It's not that much time for a group to have come together in a way that seems different than it has in a long time.
Well, they brought in stars that still have something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
The stars that they kept around still have something to prove. And they have a lot of young guys that they brought around that are hungry as hell. When you have that type of mindset and a new coaching staff, so look, and the new coaching staff tells you, if you can play, I'm going to play you. That right there, Carl, that's how you get everybody to buy in. And that's how you get to where they are so quick. They didn't bring in, like, everybody out there that wants, every time somebody else's star who's disgruntled comes free and y'all want them to come here, your team wouldn't be where it's at right now with a lot of those other guys. I guarantee you that. They may be better talented, but just because you're talented don't mean you win. When you're talented and everybody buys in, and you work together for the same accord, then all of a sudden, your team is good. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be happy that they're working this thing how they did, and the people that they kept around, they want to win for this team. They're not trying to be here just for themselves.
It's a hell of a time.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal's covering the Commanders. Nosebleeds for Commanders Ravens are $800.
Woo!
What a time to be alive. Trust me when I say this, you're going to want to hear Brad Jackson. He's on with us next. Nobody go anywhere.